Colorado, and online around the world at kgnu.org and afterfm.com. Music from the Celtic world, Shoal to Gael, is up next. Music there from Patrick Street. Good evening to you. We're launching into an hour of Celtic music, music from all over the Celtic world, the Celtic diaspora, Ireland, Scotland, the Isle of Man, Brittany, Wales. You never quite know what we'll come up with. Even possible to get music from Celtic Spain, from Galicia and music even. We've been known to play Celtic music from bands in Japan, of course, Australia and New Zealand as well. And tonight we have a special treat coming up very shortly. We're going to be talking about the Boulder Irish Session and its long history in Boulder. And so we thought we'd start off with that music from Patrick Street, which kind of started off as a session band. At one point, they were billed as the Legends of Irish Music, a terrific group of players, including Andy Irvin and, wide experience of players. And we heard a set of tunes there from them called Down by the Old Ferry Fort and the Whistler and His Dog. We're going to move over to one of the great groups that really started a Celtic music renaissance in the United States in the late 60s and early 70s, the Chieftains. And we've got a pair of cuts, and we'll get the folks from the session in here and have them light up the studio, and promises to be a great evening. So do keep it right here. Without further ado, let's go with the Chieftains. Music there from the Chieftains, from the album Chieftains 8, and the title of the album is, or rather the title of the particular cut, is called The Session, and it's absolutely apropos for what we're going to do this evening. We're going to be talking about Irish session music, and who better to do that with than two members of the Boulder Irish Session, John Mullen and Kate Gregory. Thank you both very much for being here.
Thank you. We're delighted to join you.
Thanks so much.
Good to have you here. So this is, we've had folks from the session in a number of times over the years, probably a half dozen times in the 30 years that we've been doing the show. But this is kind of an important time to have the session in studio and talk to you guys about a brand new chapter in the Boulder Irish Session, and why don't you tell us what that is?
Well, we've just recently found a new home in the Hotel Boulderado at license number 1, which is the old catacombs downstairs. So
it's a little more upscale than the old catacombs.
True that. Yeah. And both players and patrons are really enjoying it for the atmosphere, the ambiance, and the acoustics. And Kate's a melody player, so she possibly has some insight into how it sounds in that room.
Yeah.
It's such a warm and comfortable atmosphere, so it not only just feels really cozy and comforting, it's also really lively, and it's just really fun to have a group in there and really feel the sound filling the whole room, and you can feel people's excitement all around. It's really great.
And we were talking off mic just before we started the show. You've got a ready-made group of patrons in the entire hotel, and the chance that they'd come by to bend an elbow in the evening and hear you and then scatter throughout the hotel saying, do you know what's going on downstairs at License 1? And I imagine that's kind of actually the way it works out occasionally.
Yeah, I think we've had a lot of people who come down and they say, oh, I'm just visiting, but this is amazing. I want to come back.
Yeah. Good stuff.
They drop in because they're curious, Carl, and then they stay for a couple of hours. And the other evening, about 10 or 10:30 at night, a wedding party rolled in. And they just hung out until the bitter end. So everybody seems to be enjoying themselves.
So we started off, and I got off track, as so often is the case. What is an Irish session?
In a nutshell, it's a gathering of players who come together to enjoy the music and do it on a regular basis, but informally. People will often ask us when they're coming in and hearing us for the first time, are you a band? Are you the house band? And we have to explain that it's really just a gathering that takes place on, in our case, a weekly basis.
And we're going to refer to this a number of times, but you said a weekly basis. When, for everyone out there who's saying, I got to hear these guys.
It's every Sunday evening. We start at 7. Go to whenever.
So when is whenever?
This past Sunday, I think I maybe left at 11:30 or 11:45.
Yeah. Yeah.
The folks with the day jobs are responsible and they peel off earlier, Carl. And some of us reprobates or retirees hang around till the wee hours. So
for each of you, and I'm anxious to have you play, but for each of you, how did you come to session playing?
Oh, man. Well, I started learning Irish fiddle when I was in college, actually, and I'd been playing violin before that in orchestras, etc., and it was several years before I actually started playing with the Boulder Irish Session. I wanted to get my footing under me and learn more tunes. Honestly, I should have just gone sooner because it totally changed the way that I play and the way that I think about the role that music plays in my life. And
explain that when you say the role that music plays in your life. How did the session change, foster, and develop that?
I think a huge part of it was the wonderful community of people that I met through the session. It made me realize that music is not only something that I do in my own free time, but it's a way that I can connect with other people and share something really unique and special with other people. And I think at the around the time that I started coming to the session, I realized how much of a forefront playing fiddle is for me. So it was really special.
How about you, John?
In 1999, Public Broadcasting was doing their fundraiser, and they often highlight musical programming. And I had a chance to see the traditional band in the Riverdance original broadcast, and that sort of captivated me because although I come from an Irish family, traditional music was not part of our upbringing.
You know, it's interesting that you mention Riverdance because I personally believe that the coming of Riverdance at the Eurovision Songfest actually was a breaking point or a particular point in time when Celtic music went from one particular iteration into an entire new genre and an entire new awareness worldwide. So I think, you know, it's easy to talk about before Riverdance and after Riverdance. Here in the Denver area, we also talk about before Pat McCullough and after Pat McCullough, too.
Well, he's done so much to really foster, nurture, and expand the exposure to Irish players. It's been wonderful being associated with him.
Yeah. Our guests are John Mullen and Kate Gregory, two of the players with the Boulder Irish Session. You can sit in with them if you're a musician, and we'll talk a little about session etiquette a little bit later. But you can also go and just listen to them at License One downstairs in the Hotel Boulderado in Boulder. Do you have something that you would like to play just to launch in a little, since we're talking about the casual way of performing music? Have at it, guys, and tell us what we're going to hear.
We're going to play a couple of jigs. We've got the Kerfunken and Gallagher's Frolics. So we'll give it a go. Thank you.
Give it a lash. absolutely lovely. Thank you. Kate Gregory, John Mullen from the Boulder Irish Session. How many players are showing up at a normal session since you've moved to License One?
I think it kind of varies, but 15.
Oh, it does from week to week. 15 to 20 would not be an unusual number.
That is considerably larger than at most sessions that you might run into at a pub in Ireland. That's a lot of players. Mm-hmm. What kind of instrumentation do you see?
Let's see. We've usually got several flutes, several fiddles.
A couple of concertinas.
Yeah.
Whistles.
Yep, and couple guitars, usually maybe one or two.
Mm-hmm. Banjo?
No, very good.
Frequently, yeah.
Pipers ever? Not so much.
Usually they're a drop-in or a blow-in from out of town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we do have one local piper. He happens to be teaching in France at the moment. So,
who is that?
Ben Allen.
Oh, okay. Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
So Ben's out of pocket for a while. But we had someone who has local roots but is a Scottish piper, and he attended a number of sessions over the summer. Andrew Forbes was his name.
Did he just play his chanter, or did he bring in the whole...
Well, it wasn't war pipes.
Okay.
Thankfully, it was lowland pipes.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, that was really fun. Brings a lot of energy.
Oh, I'll bet.
And another dimension of Celtic play, because the Scottish tune repertoire is significantly different, I found, than Irish.
Yeah. So let's go ahead. Let's talk a little bit about the history of the Irish Session, because before you moved to License One, for many, many years, you were at a different location over on 13th Street.
That's right. We were at Conor O'Neill's for thankfully, 18-year residency.
Wow.
And it was marvelous because, of course, Colm and Christine were both Irish. They ran an Irish establishment. And so having Irish players there was just part and parcel of what should be happening. And we valued that for a long time until they decided to move in a different business direction. And of course, when the enterprise closed, we found a new home, and the good folks up at Murphy's North opened their doors to us for a year. And we had a marvelous time there, and they came to a conclusion that it was time to move in a different direction for their Sunday evening entertainment. So we were back on the streets and shuffling from one home to another throughout the summer. And I have a friend who was always an enthusiastic attendee at our session at Connor's. And she said, you know, you ought to check out License Number One. I think it'd be a perfect place for you. So I joined her down there, and she showed me around, and one thing led to another, and the management opened their doors to us, and we're delighted.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I'm remembering even before Conor O'Neill's, when the establishment was called the James, there was always very often a presence, and often something that approached a very small session with two or three or sometimes four players back in those days was a lot of players. But it was out of that nucleus that the band Colcannon came. Mick Bolger was one of the early players, and the first time I ever met Mick was at the James many, many years ago, getting awfully close to 40 years ago.
He's still a lovely man, too.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. Let's talk just really quickly, because I want you to play some more. Talk a little bit about the etiquette of being a session player and showing up at a session, and if you're a visitor or if you're a newbie, if you're somebody that just thinks they might like to try Celtic music and they've learned to scrape out a tune or two on the fiddle, how do they come to integrate with you all?
Well, I feel like I'm partly still getting used to this, since I've really been playing with the session for just about a year now. But I think when I first joined, at least, I did a lot of listening and just trying to get a feel for what tunes were played before I sort of started leading them myself. But
how did you do that? Because somebody might call a tune, but unless you happen to have an O'Neill's or something like that at home, how do you learn to play the music? Where do you find it?
Well, I did a lot of just recording what was being played on my phone and then playing that back to myself later and trying to figure out, oh, what tune is that? Where might I be able to find it? I find a lot of albums online and find ones that I really like and tunes that I really like and listen to them. But a good way to do it is also to go to thesession.org. And that's somewhere where you can search a tune title and it'll pop up and you can find recordings. You can look at sheet music or I think they have dots or different ways you can learn.
Great stuff. That's brand new to me because the way I heard about it many years ago was, you know, you'd hear a tune called and you might jot down the name of the tune and then you'd go to one of the old compendiums that you could find in a library, open it up, take a look at the sheet music, which might only be a stanza or two, and you'd have to figure out, okay, what does this pair with? How do I modulate from one key to another to bridge to another tune and stuff like that? So thesession.org, that's I'm going to have to take a look.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Yeah, and I'd also definitely did a lot of turning to the person next to me and saying, what's that called? So then I can look it up later.
How about you, John? How did you?
Well, session etiquette is an interesting thing, and it's somewhat arcane because unless you know, especially as a newer player, where to find some guidance around that, and it does exist.
Absolutely.
But most people new to a session, and I was one of them, don't know that there's any sort of expectations around play and interacting. Barry Foy wrote an interesting book that was out of print for a while, and I believe it's back in, on sessions and session etiquette. But session entry is a delicate thing. It's sort of like coming into any new social situation. Someone once described a session as a musical cocktail party.
That's right. Yeah.
And so if you have an adaptability, can communicate, and are pleasant, you'll probably be welcome. Having the chops to play the tunes at session tempo also helps a lot. But I've had the good fortune to play on the West Coast from Maine to Florida, three counties in Ireland, and there are more similarities than dissimilarities in sessions. The tune repertoire will vary from region to region.
Sure.
When someone was going over last year, they said, John, what's it like to play in Ireland? And I said, well, they play Irish music. Do you play Irish music? You'll do just fine.
Very good. How about another tune?
Sure.
Great.
What do we have now?
We've got a couple of reels.
Uh-oh.
We'll take it easy. We'll play The Torn Jacket and The Hare's Paw.
Thank you.
absolutely lovely.
Good, thank you.
Good stuff.
Thanks.
So when you've got 15 or 20 players and you've got people who are, as they say, scraping out the tune and people who are accomplished like the both of you and all of that, how does someone go about making their way? I mean, they show up to their first session. What should they do?
Well, Kate certainly had a good point of guidance, and that's to come and listen to see how the session flows, how the people interact with each other. If you're familiar with the tunes, if your capability is up to the tempo of play on average at that session, and I found myself out of the area just introducing myself. People can tell usually by your case what sort of an instrument you're bringing
sure.
along and whether they're receptive to that. And more often than not, usually people are. My way, especially in Ireland, because I was not familiar as much there as with American sessions, was to enter quietly, ask permission, to start very softly and look for all the signs that people were receptive to what I was doing, and then gradually ramp up as their acceptance grew.
So anything worth doing is worth doing slowly in terms of the integration.
And quietly to start.
And there's never a second chance to make a good first impression. So it really sounds like, yeah. you know, it's just life lessons sort of stuff.
It's sort of like just like dealing with other human beings in other settings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, good stuff. Because I've been
to License One a couple times, but I've not seen the session at License One. Are you back in a corner? Are you in the center of the place? How does all of that work, and how do they accommodate? Because the group will grow from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, and then maybe from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, it will diminish. How does all of that work?
So there's a room, you walk into License Number One and go to the left, walk straight back. There's a perfectly sized room back there. So the session is sort of in the middle of it. There's like a couch up against one wall and a piano, and it sort of forms a ring around those two. So people sitting on the couch and near the piano, and then a ring in the center of the room. And people will just sort of pull up chairs and people scoot over and make room when someone else comes in. There have been times when it's just sort of a tight circle, and other times when it goes all the way down to the end of the room.
Well, the house has set us up in what's called the music room, which is an L-shaped affair, which has its own bar and a banquette and coffee table seating arrangement that was a good place to start. And we've been going through not growing pains, but just kind of feeling out what's the best arrangement. And now the house is used to us. They know the temperature that people are comfortable with and when to turn the house music down. And the doorman is a wonderful fellow, and he's also big and strong. So he brings in tables and he arranges the session seating, and then also seating for patrons, tables, chairs, and things of that nature. So we have the opportunity to accommodate a larger or smaller group, but they're getting used to us, we're getting used to them, and it's still a work in progress.
Our guests are John Mullen and Kate Gregory from the Boulder Irish Session. You can go and listen and meet and learn and eventually play and play spectacularly on Sunday evenings starting at 7 o'clock and every Sunday.
Yes, we were invited to come a couple of Sundays a month when we first arrived, and the reception was so enthusiastic by the patrons and hotel guests that they extended the invitation to each Sunday.
Terrific stuff.
Yeah.
Do you have another tune in your song bag? And before you get to that, I'm also going to say that I am aware that the Boulder Irish Session has recorded not one, but two
albums. The first one was called Sundays at Connor's, and the second one, which you were kind enough to bring in and we haven't played a cut off of yet, was called Next Sunday at Connor's. Connor's being Connor O'Neill's, the former home of the session. Is there going to be another one at License One, so to speak?
I've heard people speak in hushed tones about a third CD. I'm sure it's percolating in the back of some of the longer-term and experienced players, but I haven't heard anything directly about that. But stay tuned, Carl. We could drop another one by in a few months or a few years.
If you do, you know you will have a loving and receptive audience here at KGNU. What's up next out of the song bag?
Maybe something from the CD?
If you'd like, we can certainly do that.
We didn't prep another one, but...
Okay.
Well, we could play it session style, but you might want to put something in the machine and hear something.
We've got something in the machine, and the question is, what are we going to play? We've got a couple of tracks, 1, 4, 6, and 12. Why don't you let us know what you think would be appropriate, and that's what we'll do. While John is taking a look, we'll let you know that when you are in Boulder, almost anyone can direct you to the Hotel Boulderado. They're very easy to find, so all you have to do is find your way into the center of town and ask anyone on a Sunday at 7 o'clock.
We're at 13th and Spruce. 13th on the 13th Street entrance is the main entrance, the grand entrance to the Hotel Boulderado, and we kind of go subterranean. My favorite cut on here, because it's such a lovely tune by Liz Carroll, is the track number 4, Island of Woods.
Off we go on KGNU. Thank you. music there from the Boulder Irish Session, and a tune, I think you said it's a Liz Carroll tune.
Island of Woods.
Island of Woods. Just absolutely lovely. And I'm terribly sorry that we're running out of time, but John Mullen and Kate Gregory are here from the Boulder Irish Session, and they've been just terrific to kind of give us some insights into session world, if you will. And Kate, you wanted to give a shout out to your fiddle teacher, someone we both know pretty well.
Yeah, just wanted to say thanks so much and sending love to you, Adam, AG. Thank you so much for being such a great teacher. And this has been a great journey, and I'm so happy that I was inspired by the playing of Adam, AG, and John Souza, and many others, and have made it here. So
Adam and John have been on the show live a number of times before and with different bands over the years, including Take Down the Door. So tell us what you came up with. I leaned on these guys because I wanted to hear some more music live here. And so what did you come up with? And let's go out with that.
We're gonna go for a couple more reels. We've got a four-parter. The Gravel Walks and Siobhan O'Donnell. We'll see how this goes.
Schultegale is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by The Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502. Our thanks again to John Mullen and Kate Gregory for coming, and that was just terrific. I really, really enjoyed that. And thank you both very much for coming in, for sharing your artistry with us, and letting us know about the new venue, and encourage everybody to get out and get down there. We just mentioned the Celtic Connection. They also have a listing of sessions around the Denver metro area in the Celtic Connection. So another good resource there as well.
Thank you, Carl. It's been our great pleasure.
Terrific. Let's go ahead and go out with a little bit of music from Kevin Burke. You are listening to KGNU 88.5 FM, 1390 AM Boulder, Denver, 98.7 FM in Fort Collins, 93.7 FM in Nederland, Colorado, and online around the world at kgnu.org and afterfm.com. Thank you.
Join KGNU Radio for an exclusive Skype talk with Noam Chomsky, Friday, November 9th at 7 p.m. at Unity Church of Boulder, 2855 Folsom Street, and at a second location at the Alliance Center in Denver, 1536 Wincoop Street. Chomsky will discuss the outcomes of the 2018 midterm elections and what the election reveals about our future. Tickets for both events can be found at kgnu.org.
You're listening KGNU Boulder Denver, Fort Collins, and it is time for Musica Mundi. My name is Uket, joined by Preston this evening.
Good evening, everybody.
I hope you're enjoying your evening, and if you have any comments or requests, the phone number to call is 303-442-4242, or you can email us, dj@kgnu.org.
شقت لبنان الحريه